Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yavam ist Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Hei. Kehenes, Shenes Arev, Velada, Bevlad Shivchasa. The baby of a Kehenes became mixed up with the child of her Shivcha. Not Stam any Shivcha. The Shivcha of the Kayin. So I don't know which boy is the Kayin and which one is an Evid. So each one is a maybe Kayin. Zakta Mishnah, let's go halacha by halacha. In regard to Truma, Harelu, Oichlim, Betruma, they can both eat Truma. Because both the Kayin and the Evid of the Kayin are allowed to eat Truma. That's not a problem. Now there's a din that you don't give Truma to the Evid of a Kayin unless his Adin comes along with him. So what we do over here is, V'choylkim chelik echad begayr, and that's the second halacha. Two of them come to the threshing floor where you give out the Truma, so we can give them Truma. Because we know for sure that the Evid and the Adin are here. Now, we don't know which one is the Evid, which one is the Adin, but that doesn't bother me. I know they're both here. What about allowing them to be metama themselves lemesim? Suck the Mishnah. No, they ain't a metama lemesim. They both cannot become tame through contact with mesim. One is a kayin, and we can't take any chances. Suffolk derai says lechomra. Now, here's the biggest problem. Again, we're talking about one baby is the child of a kehenes, the other is the child of a shivcha. The ain noisim noshim, they can't marry any woman, ben ksheiris ben psulais. Whether this particular woman is kosher to marry a kayin, or possible to marry a kayin. Here's the catch 22, here's where we're stuck. A woman that's kosher to marry a kayin cannot marry an evid. A woman that could marry an evid can't marry a kayin. So neither of them can marry anybody because we don't know who you are. And therefore, the ain noisim noshim ben ksheiris ben psulais. We don't have one particular woman that's mutter to both a kayin and an evid. For now, zok the Mishnah va'iter higdilu hataroivus. Taroivus means the mixed up children. They're not really mixed up. They could be very smart. We mean to say that we don't know who they are. We mix them up. One is a kayin, one is an evid. The shichru zezeh, and they freed each other. What does that mean? They freed each other. I can only free an evid that's mine. So what do you mean they freed each other? So the Mefarshim explain as follows. No, the sugya and the Gemara, it's a very geshmaka sugya. The father of the mixed up kayin in this case died. That means that one of these two children yarshin their father. And we know one owns the other one. So when these boys growing up mean from bar mitzvah on, they look at each other and they say, look, one of us is the other and the other is the evid. So we're each going to give each other a get shichur. I'll free you in case you're the Evid, and you'll free me in case I'm the Evid. Now we know they're both free. And this isn't just a good Eitzah. The Gemara says, take a look here in the Taisus Yamtiv, they're mechuyev to do this, because we can't leave them both like this, not being able to get married. Now, once the Evid is freed, he has the din of a ger. So higdilu hataroivis, v'shich ruzez, and they freed each other. The din is Noisin Noshim Ru'uyais Likahuna. They can both marry women, but only women that can marry a kayin. Even though one of them is a ger, he doesn't have to dafka marry a woman that's fit for a kayin, but I don't know which one it is. I have to assume each one is the kayin. But at least they have the option. You're not stuck not being able to marry no one. The Einam Atamala Mesim, they still cannot become Tame, even though to be in a Chevra Kaddish is a big mitzvah, they're not allowed to. Same reason, one of them is a kayin. However, the imnitmu, if they did become tame, einan seifkan nesu abayim, they would not be chayiv malchus, because each one can say, maybe I'm not the kayin. Does this mean that a kayin who knows he's a kayin, he's metame himself, lemesim, is chayiv malchus? And the answer is yes. But in this case, how can I warn him before the malchus, you're a kayin? I'm not sure he's a kayin. Now, because they freed each other, we already learned that opened up some green lights, some yellow lights, but did that create any red lights? Is anything usher to them now because they freed each other? That was mutter to them before they freed each other? So the Mishnah, yes. The einam oichlim betruma. Now they can't eat truma. Neither of them can. Because one of them is an eved that was meshucher, and an eved that became free cannot eat truma. V'im achlu, if they did eat truma, einam neshalman karen v'chaymish. So perhaps you remember from the Sechtes Trumais, if I'm not a kayin, then I eat truma b'shaygig. I have to give the kayin, any kayin, the keren, the amount that I ate, plus a fifth. But in this case, even though they weren't supposed to eat truma, but if they did, they won't have to pay the keren v'chaimish, because each one can say, look, maybe I'm the kayan. So no one can demand the money from them, because the rule is hamoitzi mechaveri olav haray. If you want money from someone, you have to prove he owes it to you. And no one can prove that he owes it to the kayan, because maybe he's the kayan. Vaiter zakta mishnah. Another red light that happened because they were freed. Ve'einan chalken alagar. Even if they come together, I still can't give them a chelik and truma. Well, what if they both come and say, well, we only want a single portion, and one of us is for sure a kayan? It won't work. You still can't give it to them because we're scared that they're going to come to eat it, and both of them are not allowed to eat it because we don't know who the kayan is. Vaitra says the Mishnah, umaychrin esat truma v'adamim shalahem. What they can do is, when they're mafresh truma from their own payros, they can sell the truma, and they can take the money, and they can use it. Now remember, even a kayan has to separate truma from his own payros. Can't eat it before he separates truma. The kayan can keep the truma for himself, but he has to separate it. So these two, when they were babies, they got mixed up again. Let's remember the case. One is a kayan, one was an eved. Now they freed each other. They have to separate truma, but they're not mechuyev to give the truma to a kayan, because each one can say, look, maybe I'm a kayan. Maybe I'm allowed to keep it myself. Like we said before, hamaitzi mechaveri olavarai. Let someone prove I'm not a kayan, and he'll take the truma. Fine, you don't have to give away the truma, but what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the truma if you can't eat it? So the Mishnah says, no, they could sell it, and they can keep the money. Of course, they're going to sell it to someone who's vadei a kayan. Vaiter zok the Mishnah, ve'einan cholkim b'katshei hamikdash. Let's say the hides of katshim. Normally it's divided amongst the kayanim. They get online, we're going to say, sorry, prove you're a kayan. And neither of them can. V'ein noisnin lehem kadashim. Zakta batanura lahakriv. You can't be makriv kadashim on the mizbeach. Maybe you're not a kayan. V'ein mitzian shelhem yada. But let's say he comes with a pchar. We can't take it away from him and give it to a kayan, because each one's going to say, maybe I'm a kayan. What do we mean a pchar? Well, if you have a sheep or a goat or a cow, its firstborn boy has to go to the kayan. It's a pchar. But in this case, I can't force him to give it away because maybe I'm a kayan. Ipeturin min azraya min alachayim min akeva. Normally, if a yid shechts a sheep, a goat, or an ox, not to rekar, mistam azay for chulin, you have to give away the zraya, lachayim, and keva to the kayan. Remember which masechta we learned about this? Masechta chulin. Zraya is the animal's right leg and front. Lachayim are the jaws, and keva is the stomach. It's actually one part of the stomach. Now, it's not like truma, even though you have to give it to the kayan. It's one of the chavtal and not niskun. It's not like truma. Truma, a zar can't eat truma. A non-kayan is not allowed to eat it. Zoya l'chayim v'keva, anyone can eat, even a Yisrael can eat it. There's only a chiv to give it to the kayan. Well, in this case, they don't have to, because go prove I'm not a kayan. Vayter zakta mishnu b'choyroi yehiroya ad sheyistoiv. So like we said before, let's say my sheep gives birth to a firstborn boy, a zachar. Times the base of Mikdash, I'm very happy, I have a mitzvah, I give the b'char to a kayan, and the kayan brings it as a carbon, and he eats the meat, part of the meat that you're allowed to eat. Let's say I'm a kayan, and my sheep gives birth to a b'char. I bring the carbon, and I eat the meat as a kayan, I can eat the meat. But here, what happens if I'm one of these two? I don't know if I'm a kayan or not. And my sheep has a b'char. So I'm not mechuyev to give it to a kayan, because maybe I'm a kayan. On the other hand, I can't eat it. I can't be makriv it as a carbon and eat it, because maybe I'm not a kayan. So what's the answer? The answer is, it's what we do with every b'char b'zman hazeh, that there's no beis hamikdash. It has to be left to graze, yehei roya, it's left to graze, ad sheyistoiv, until it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, it could be shechted, could be eaten by the owner. And the Mishnah concludes with seemingly a general statement, v'noyistin alav chumrei kayhanim v'chumrei Yisrael. Basically, these two children, we don't know who they are when they grow up. We have to apply lechumra, maybe they're both kayhanim, and lechumra, maybe they're both Yisrael. Lemashal. This is how the Gemara explains it. If I'm a Yisrael and I bring a carbon mincha, so the kayin takes off the kaimitz, he's makdud on the mizbeach. The rest is eaten by the kayhan. If I'm a kayin and I bring a mincha, then the whole mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no point in taking off a kaimitz, that's like a fistful, and bringing it on the mizbeach, because the whole mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. So in this case, if either of these two are going to bring a carbon mincha, we're going to say like this, we're going to have to remove a kaimitz, because maybe you're a Yisrael. But on the other hand, we have to burn the whole thing, because maybe you're a kain. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, hey, we have a kehenes, the wife of a kain, and her baby got mixed up with the child of a shivcha. Her shivcha, which means that the child of the shivcha is an eved of a kain. So first halacha, both can eat truma, because whether this particular baby is the kain or the eved of a kain, both can eat truma, that's not a problem. Second halacha was, both can come to the threshing floor where they distribute truma, as long as they're there together, you can give them truma. The din is normally, an eved has to come with his adon, and that's so that people shouldn't confuse the two. They shouldn't think later the eved is the adon. So the two of them come together, and I know I have the eved and the adon here, although I don't know exactly who's who. I don't have to know who's who. I just have to know that the adon and the eved are here, so you can give them the truma. Third halacha, neither could be metamal lemesim. Fourth halacha, at this point, neither of them can get married to anyone. They can't marry a woman that's kashal lekohana because maybe you're not the kain. They can't marry a woman that's pasal lekohana because maybe you are the kain. When they grow up, and we're talking about a case where the father passed away and therefore the child that's the kain now owns the eved, he yarshened him, they have an obligation to free each other because you can't leave someone in such a situation where you can't get married. At that point, each would have to marry a woman that is roi for a kayin, because maybe you're the kayin, but at least they can do that. They can still not be metamal lemesim, because maybe anyone is a kayin. However, if they went ahead and they were metama themselves lemesim, neither would get malchus, because who says he's a kayin? At this point, neither can eat truma. Here is where we become more restrictive. When one was for sure an eved and the other was the kayin, both can eat truma, because both the eved of a kayin and a kayin can eat truma. But now one of them is no longer an eved, and I don't know which one it is. So neither of them can eat truma, but if they do eat truma, they don't have to pay the keren achaymish because maybe I am a kain. If both come together, even if both come together, and they're asking for one portion, where they distribute the truma, saying, look, one of us is a kain, we don't give it to them because we're scared they may come to eat it. They separate their own truma. They can't eat it because maybe they're not a kain. They're not mechuyev to give it to a kayin, because maybe they are a kayin. What they could do is sell it to a kayin and use the money. They will not get a share, let's say, in the hides of the karbanis, because how do you know you're a kayin? We won't allow them to be makav karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, because maybe you're not a kayin. If one of them had a par, if his behemoth gave birth to a par, we won't take it away from him and give it to the kayin, because maybe he's a kayin himself. They're potter to give zroya l'chayim and keva. When you shech the behemoth chul, and normally there's a mitzvah and a taira, it's one of the chav dalet matnes kahuna to give the zroya, the chayim we explained is the jaw and the keva part of the stomach to the kayin. They don't have to do it, and they're allowed to eat it because the Yisrael is allowed to eat it also. If they themselves have a pchar, so we already say we're not going to take it away and give it to a kayin. But what should they do with it? I can't force them to give it to the kayin because maybe he's a kayin. He can't be makav and eat the basa because maybe he's not a kayin. So there's one etza. Allow it to graze until it gets a mum. Once it becomes pasul to be makriv, it automatically becomes chul. That's only by a pchar there's such a halacha. And a non-kayin is allowed to eat it at this point. Now normally a pchar b'mum you have to give to the kayin, but here, maybe he's a kayin, so he doesn't have to. And the Mishnah ended with a klal that we apply chumrei kayhanim and chumrei yisraelim to him. And we explained, when a Yisrael brings a mincha, you take off a kaimitz, that goes up on the mizbeach, the rest is eaten by the kayan. When a kayan brings a mincha, there's no kemitza, no one eats anything, the whole thing is burnt. When a safik kayan brings a mincha, so we have to do like this, we have to do a kemitza, because maybe he's a Yisrael. But lemaisa, we're going to burn everything, the kemitza and the rest, because maybe he's a kayan. And the mincha v'kayin is asr biyachila.